Get ready for your daily dose of marketing strategies and tactics from entrepreneurs with the guile and experience to help you find success in any marketing capacity. You're listening to Marketing School with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we're going to talk about how you can use quizzes to increase leads. So quizzes are something that not a lot of people are using. I would say not a lot of people that I know, especially in the tech space, they aren't using quizzes as much. Marketers, I would say, more direct response marketers, internet marketers, they are using, they're trying to use quizzes more, especially in the health and wellness space. I do know somebody that generates basically 25-cent leads using quizzes. And basically, you can use Facebook ads to drive people to a quiz and then get them to opt in, you know, to get their results. And I know, Neil, you've had some success around using quizzes, using a specific tool from a mutual friend of ours. So what are your thoughts around quizzes and what kind of success have you seen so far?
Yeah, so we've tested out quizzes a lot, specifically in the nutrition space. It works in almost anything. Now, there's a caveat to it, right? We were collecting a ton of leads from quizzes, but it wasn't converting into any leads or sales. The reason being is the quiz front end didn't match the back end offer. That's the biggest thing. Everyone that I see who's doing quizzes, they optimize for the email collection. But if your quiz doesn't relate to the product or service that you're selling, it won't convert no matter how many emails you're collecting. I know at one point we're collecting around 800-900 emails a day, and we weren't even getting one sale a day. It's pathetic, especially for a product that sells for $50, right? We should be getting over 10 sales a day easily. And when we did a lot of testing, we found the reason being is the quiz didn't match the offer. So no matter how cool or creative your quiz was, we tried different things. We're better segmenting where we first asked, are you a man or a woman? And then based on that, you start seeing different questions. And then based on that, you see an offer at the end, and we try to somewhat relate the offer, but it wasn't fully related to the questions they filled in. What we found is no matter what, if the quiz isn't 100% related to the offer at the very end, based on the results that they filled in, it won't convert into a sale. You'll get leads, but those leads will become useless.
Yeah. So if people are looking for an example, I can hear people just asking for an example right now. I think Yuri, there's this guy named Yuri Alkheim. I'm going to spell it out for you right now. And take your pen out. You might have to repeat this because it's not super easy to spell or intuitive. So it's Yuri. It's Y-U-R-I. And then the last name is Alkheim. So it's E as in Eric, L as in Larry, K as in Kim, A as in Apple, I as in Igloo, M as in marketing. So Yuri Alkheim, check out what he's about. He has a lot of, I know he has a health brand, and then he does a lot of stuff in the fitness space, and he does a ton of quizzes, and his marketing, he's got his team pretty optimized in terms of how they set up their funnels, how they go about setting up the right offer. And I totally agree with Neil. You have to have the right offer, and it has to be consistent across the board. And he's done a good job with it. I would highly recommend opting into his funnel and see how he operates his business. And I think he also has a lot of literature around there on the net about how he goes about just basically putting the funnel together. So Yuri Alkheim, check out his stuff. I think he has a couple of brands that you can just really look at. And, you know, he's doing, you know, I think multi-million dollars in terms of revenues each year.
Yeah, and I've also tested out how many questions to ask in the quiz. There isn't one specific number, but I found that if you start asking less than 4 or 5 questions, they're not as engaged and they're less likely to convert. I've also found when you ask 20, 30 questions and they get through it, you're going to get less leads, but they're also more engaged and they're more likely to purchase. So make sure you have at least 5 questions, but also, you know, test it all the way up to 15, 20, 30. You may get more sales percentage-wise of people who complete the quiz to buying when you have 20, 30 questions, but you also can get bigger drop off as well.
Got it. And the tool that you used was lead quizzes, right? And how much were you spending a day to drive more leads?
zero because I was just getting it from the blog organically. But from a email or paid Facebook ad to a email, you're talking about a bit under 40 cents through lead quizzes combined with Facebook ads.
Wow. Okay. Are you still using quizzes today in your funnels or not so much anymore?
We are still using quizzes in the funnel.
Got it. Okay, well, I don't really have much more to add beyond here, go out there and try quizzes. But I think even if you look at the Lead Quizzes blog, they have a ton of case studies out there. I think, Neil, one of your businesses in there is included, right?
Yeah, and then there's also Revolution Golf. It's not by Lead Quizzes, but they're the guys who really revolutionized the whole quiz to sale thing. They do over $20 million a year selling golf products. They first make you take a quiz on how to improve your golf swing. And then from there, they sell you products or services that are relevant to what you filled out. And it's worked really well, right? $20 million, that's not like a small number.
It sounds like, you know, with quizzes, because I typically don't see it work that well in the B2B space. It seems like it kills it with the B2C stuff.
No, it works really well in B2B too. Like, we kill it in B2B using quizzes. We just don't talk about it because we don't want everyone copying us.
Ah, okay. Sneaky, sneaky. Okay, well, anything else to add before we hop off?
No.
All right, that's it for today's episode of Marketing School. Hope you check out quizzes, check out lead quizzes, and let us know what you think. We'll see you tomorrow.
This session of Marketing School has come to a close. Be sure to subscribe for more daily marketing strategies and tactics to help you find the success you've always dreamed of. And don't forget to rate and review so we can continue to bring you the best daily content possible. We'll see you in class tomorrow, right here on Marketing School.